Connections Place Society is holding a big fundraising dinner on Thursday evening at the Uptown Shopping Center in Saanich. The proposed clubhouse would provide opportunities for social inclusion, education, and employment for people recovering from mental illness here in the Victoria area. Connections Place would be part of the Clubhouse International movement that includes more than 330 similar facilities worldwide. I'm joined now by social worker Jonathan Beard from Washington State, who will be one of the guest speakers at the Thursday event. And I'm also joined by Jackie Powell, who's the chair of the Connections Place Society. Jonathan and Jackie, good morning to you both. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, Jonathan, your father was director of New York's Fountain House, the model for the Clubhouse International movement, and you've gone on to work in the field of mental health services for many years. How does the Clubhouse model work?
Well, probably the shortest way to talk about it is, for many years, we've had good treatment in place for the symptoms associated with serious mental illness, but often haven't paid good attention to the disabilities that are created as a result of having a serious mental illness. So what a clubhouse is first and foremost about is rehabilitating the disabilities associated with mental illness. And the two most common ones we see are in the whole sort of social realm, in terms of finding and keeping friends and having good relationships and good skills in managing relationships, and vocational. Folks are often disabled and unable to work. So the clubhouse is very intentional around working in both of those areas, promoting good relationships between and among people and returning people to the world of work.
So it sounds very sociable and very practical. Can you give us some examples of how those two disabilities are overcome?
For the employment piece, when you think about when serious mental illness typically has its onset, it's in late adolescence and early adulthood. Any of your listeners, anyone here in the studio, could look over their shoulder and say, yeah, I remember the things I was doing in late adolescence and early adulthood. Many of us were finishing up school, maybe moving into the world of work, maybe going on with our educations. And if instead of that, you became seriously mentally ill and began a series of hospitalizations and becoming disabled, many of the lessons associated with moving into your sort of adult world would have either never started or have been incomplete. So one of the ways the clubhouse addresses that in employment is it goes out and contacts employers directly about working with the clubhouse and the supports that the clubhouse provides to a member of the clubhouse. And it gets employers interested because we offer some guarantees to employers that you don't find with people walking in off the street. Chief among them being, if an employer works with the clubhouse and a member is unable to fill the job on any one day, one shift, a staff member from the clubhouse will cover that shift. So guaranteed absence coverage is one of the first ways we engage with employers and get them interested in working with the program.
That's a great practical example. Thank you. And Jackie, why is there a need in Victoria? Walk us through the need in the community that's been identified.
Well, the need actually started with me 4 years ago. My son became ill and was hospitalized for 2 months. And when he left hospital, I asked the question, what are the next steps? Where do we go from here? And they said to me, just bring him back to the hospital if you have a problem. Being a parent, that's not what you want to hear. And I spoke with other parents. I talked to my neighbor. He told me about this clubhouse program in Winnipeg and how it helped his brother. And it got me very interested. And I did a lot of Googling and I discovered Pathways Clubhouse in Richmond, BC. And I think we all know the city needs a bit of a help, a bit of a boost. We've had a tent city grow in the midst of our cities right in front of our eyes. And, it's very much needed. My son was hospitalized again recently. He was just discharged about 2 weeks ago. And I believe strongly had the clubhouse program been in the city, that would never have happened. There would have been the support there for him that is so direly needed. This program, I don't know if it's been said yet, but it started in 1948. Jonathan Beard here, his dad, started the program. He didn't actually start it. It was started by psychiatric patients, by a group. They formed a group, We Are Not Alone, WANA. And so it was a self-help program for the first number of years. In 1955, John Beard, also a social worker, he made it more formalized and developed the work order day and the employment component of it, which is so important. So it's a wonderful program. It's been flying under the radar all these years. And so Connections Place is announcing to Victoria, this has been around for almost 70 years, and we believe, so I believe strongly, this is what we need in our city.
So you need, if I've got my numbers right here, you need to raise $1.5 million. How close are you and where are you in the overall journey to get this built?
Well, it's early days. What we've done so far is we've raised $2,000 through the Saanich Legacy Foundation, $2,000 through a Saanich grant, an amazing contribution from the 100 Women Who Care. We received $24,000 from them. And I want to just make it so clear to people that every dollar counts. It's the numbers of people who want to support us and contribute. It's not just need one big donor. We need many. We need lots of everybody. Everybody counts.
What difference does it make in a community, Jonathan? I mean, you've given us that great example of that support for employment, both of the employee, the clubhouse member, and the employer. I wonder what kind of a difference you think that can make on a community level, having that available to many people.
I have a colleague in the clubhouse community who describes clubhouse as both a good deed and a good deal. So it's clearly a good deed and the right thing to do for people with the lived experience of mental illness by restoring them to social relationships, work, school, housing, the other kinds of things. The payoff for the community, though, I think is equally as good. For example, business people may complain about homeless people living with mental illness camped outside their business and soliciting people for money that are coming and going. If you have a place to go, you may not be likely to be hanging out on the streets and bumming money. You might not also be needing to bum money if you're actually employed. So one of the major things it does for the community is it gives people a place to go. Secondly, the costs associated with having to hospitalize someone for one day in either government or private psychiatric hospital can average out to $1,000 a day, and probably close to 25 to 30 people can be served in a clubhouse for that same amount. So that's the good deal part of it. You get much better bang for the buck.
We've just got a minute left. I want to ask you, Jackie, what you've been hearing from people in the community who might benefit from Connections, please.
Everybody's positive. They really want to see this program. It's 1 in 4 have a mental illness, and I've heard it said it's really 4 in 4, because if you don't have a mental illness yourself, you know someone very close to you who does. It could be a neighbor, it could be a friend, it could be your son, daughter, parent. I just want to add quickly that the societal return on investment in Richmond Pathways Clubhouse is 14 to 1. So for every $1 invested in their clubhouse, it saves the society $14 by reducing the need for hospitalizations, jails, police interactions. And they were also named one of the top 10 impact charities in Canada by Charity Intelligence Canada in November. So I see that fitting in our community here so well. We really need it.
We'd like to stay in touch and see how this goes as it progresses. Thanks for joining us with an update.
Thank you very much, Gregor. Thank you.
Good to talk to you both.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Jackie Powell is chair of Connections Place Society, which is working to establish a clubhouse in the Victoria area for people recovering from mental illness. Jonathan Beard will be a guest speaker at the Clubhouse International Movement at a fundraising dinner for Connections Place this Thursday. If you want to find out more information, you can go online to connectionsplace.org.